Mild Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. Say, do you ever say to yourself something like this?
Gee, I wanted to go to that affair tonight, but with this headache, I just wouldn't enjoy myself.
Then sometimes you wonder,
why should I let this headache keep me from having a good time?
I can answer that. You shouldn't. You just drop one or two tablets of Speedy Alka-Seltzer into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink that wonderful relief-giving solution. In a little while, you're amazed at how good you feel. Friends, try Alka-Seltzer the next time a headache keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you. I think you'll like it better than anything you've ever used before. And it's pleasant to take, too. Speedy Alka-Seltzer. Sold at drugstores everywhere.
Mr. McGee is downtown this morning, which gives Mrs. McGee a chance to get some housework done. She's happily dusting the living room furniture right now and singing merrily to herself.
Oh, let me go, let me go, let me go, lover.
Cleaners, ma'am. Right back, cleaners.
Oh, yes.
You called in for a pickup?
That's right. Just a minute. Come in, won't you?
Oh, thanks. Sure is a pretty day out, isn't it?
Yes. My husband went downtown this morning and didn't take his overcoat. That's why I called you. Thought this would be a good time to have it cleaned right quick.
You called the right place.
Here it is. You'll have it back by 6 tonight, won't you? The weather may turn cold again, you see.
Have it back. Don't worry. One day service. Right back cleaners always bring it right back. That's our motto.
Good. Pardon me a moment.
That's okay. I'll make your slip out.
79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking.
Mrs. McGee. This is Mr. Wimple. Wallace Wimple?
Oh, yes, Mr. Wimple. How are you?
Oh, fine. I feel just wonderful. Wonderful.
And Mrs. Wimple?
Out of town.
Oh?
Say, I hate to bother you, but is Mr. McGee home? Since Sweetie Face is gone, I thought maybe he and I could attend a meeting of the PTA tonight at the Elks.
The PTA?
Yes. The Pool Table Association.
Oh, yes, he mentioned that on occasion.
please don't ever tell her what it means, or there go my free nights.
Oh, don't you worry. Your secret is safe with me. But I'm sorry, Mr. Wimple, McGee's not here.
Oh?
Just left half an hour ago, went down to get a haircut. Joe's Barbershop.
Oh, well, it's such a nice morning. I think I'll take a walk over there and sit down and wait for him. Anyhow, there's a story in Peekaboo Detective Magazine over there at the barbershop that I never finished.
Oh?
It's all about a detective who's on the trail of a man who slugged his big old wife. And I'm dying to see how he made out.
The detective?
No, the man. Hey, goodbye.
Bye.
Here's your receipt, ma'am. Oh, did you empty the pockets?
Oh, dear, I'm glad you reminded me of that. His pockets are always so cluttered with junk. Oh, candy bar. Well, that's one pocket. Let's see what's in the other one.
Yeah, this is kind of fascinating.
That's funny. Empty.
Too bad. We still got room on the tabletop here.
Oh, the pocket's got a hole in it. No wonder. Well, I'll fix that when you bring it back. There you are.
Okay, thanks. I'll have it back at... Oh, wait a minute. There's something in the inside pocket here. Oh, a Valentine card.
Oh?
Just to hold your hand in mind sends tingles up and down my spine. So won't you make my life divine and say you'll be my...
Give me that.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I didn't know you... it's nothing to be ashamed of, lady.
Well, I...
Me and my wife, we always exchange stupid things like that around Valentine's Day. It's a holiday. It gets you.
Sure.
And you should be flattered he saved yours. I usually throw mine away.
I suppose you're right.
Boy, that husband of yours, he sure must be a romantic type guy. You better keep an eye on him. Well, don't worry. I'll be back with his coat at 6.
Oh, thought he'd never leave. Hello, Mabel. Molly. Look, Mabel, I've got to talk to you right away. It's about a Valentine card I sent McGee. Well, it was signed Your Loving Molly, and I just found one in his overcoat pocket signed Snooky. Yes, an entirely different card. Of course I didn't send it. I haven't the slight... Wait a minute. It says, just to hold your hand in mine sends tingles up and down my spine. Snooky. Mabel, it's that manicurist at the barbershop, Helen Snookerman. She's after McGee, Mabel. Oh, dear. Wait right there. I'll be right over. Oh, my. Oh.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
No matter what your age, your need for vitamins never stops. You cannot look and feel your best if you don't get enough vitamins. Now, when you depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins, you may run a risk of vitamin shortage. So be on the safe side and take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins fortify your meals with all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take, children and adults. Easy-to-take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets are smooth-coated and leave no aftertaste. And you can buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamins for less than 3 cents a tablet. Get them at your drugstore and take them every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Well, now, don't look so worried.
Well, this is such a silly situation. I wish I knew what to do.
Well, just relax. Relax. That's it. Now, let me have your coat.
But I told you over the phone. McGee is over there at that barbershop right now, Mabel, in that girl's clutches. And the poor lad, he's so inexperienced when it comes to, well, designing women.
Ah, for goodness sake.
But for all I know, this very moment, she may be cutting his nails, holding his hand.
When did Fib ever get a barbershop manicure?
Well, not since I've known him, come to think of it. But he's over there just the same, getting his hair cut. And she's there.
Look, Ma, for goodness sake, a barbershop is a public place. There's nothing to worry about in a barbershop.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. And Mr. Wimple's over there with him.
If she had lured him out to some nightclub or something, it'd be different. You know, dinner for two, candlelight.
Oh, Mabel, don't say things like that.
Oh, Ma, let's look at this sensibly. Now, what actually has happened?
Well?
A flirtatious little manicurist sends your husband a Valentine card. He puts it in his overcoat pocket where you find it days later. Now, just exactly what does that prove?
Well, for one thing, it proves he values her card enough to save it.
How do you know he saved it? We all know how forgetful he is. He probably meant to throw it away the same day after showing it to the boys for a laugh, but he probably forgot.
Well, he has been known to carry a check for the power company around in his pocket for a month and then say, "What happened?" when our lights go out.
Sure, you see what I mean.
Well, Mabel, I feel much better.
Oh, sure. Now forget it. Come on. Go home, tear the card up, forget the whole thing.
You don't think I ought to mention it to McGee, huh?
Oh, be the worst thing you could do. It'd sound like you don't trust him, and my goodness, that'd be just...
Oh, you know I trust McGee. Heavenly days, it isn't him. It was just her I was worried about. And I guess I can't blame her much either. He is rather handsome and sort of romantic and exciting to be with.
Who?
McGee.
Oh, him, yes.
I can still remember how it was at the high school prom. All those girls flocking around him, just begging for a dance, tearing at his clothes and all. I had a bad cold that night and couldn't go, but he stopped by and told me all about it on his way home.
He did, huh?
Yes. Wasn't that sweet of him? Being so popular like that and all, and he thought enough of me to leave early and spend the rest of the evening sharing that basket of fruit my Aunt Sarah sent me.
Well, that's Fib. Anything to eat.
Why he chose me, I'll never know. But he's been wonderful to me, Mabel.
Yeah, well, that's swell, Ma. Now,
I'm just crazy about that man.
Good, good. Now you just get...
Imagine. Even that Mildred Flockbender girl was after him. But he chose me.
Yeah, well, that... Who?
Mildred Flockbender. She was the prettiest girl in town. Used to call McGee up at least 6 times a day. Of course, she never would admit it when I asked her about it. But McGee never kept anything from me. He was always that way. That's why I can't imagine why he never mentioned this card.
Oh, he probably didn't want to worry you unnecessarily. Take my advice, Moll. Dismiss this whole incident from your mind. It's silly. Forget it.
You're right, Mabel. I guess I have been making a mountain out of a molehill. I feel so much better.
Good. I'll get your coat and then you'll... just a minute. Excuse me, Moll.
Hi, Mabe. How's everything?
Oh, you. What do you want?
Huh? What the heck's the matter with you?
Not a thing. And if you're looking for your poor, sweet little wife, she's inside.
I know. That's why I came over here.
McGee, your overcoat.
Huh?
You're wearing your overcoat.
Yeah. It was nice and warm when I left this morning, but I didn't want to take any chances, so I wore it. Why so surprised?
Well, I just gave an overcoat to the cleaner. A blue one, just like that.
Oh, you mean the big one that was hanging on the rack in the hall?
Yes.
Oh, that was Mort's.
Mort's?
Yeah, Mort Toops. You know, Mabe, your husband. Mort left it there this morning when he picked me up. We went to the barbershop together, and Mort's still down there, but I... Where's she going?
Mabel, come back here. At least take your hat and coat.
Hey, what's the matter with her?
Never mind, dearie. Hand me her hat and coat there. Quick.
Huh?
You run on home. I'll see you later. Mabel! Wait a minute, Mabel!
Hey, look at her go. Gee whiz. Nobody said a word about how they like my new haircut.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Friends, I hope you'll have yourself some fun this weekend, because fun is good for you. And whether you're planning to take in a movie or visit friends, or whether you just intend to stay home and catch up on your loafing, you have to feel good to enjoy yourself. Well, when you don't feel up to having fun because of that all-in, all-over feeling with a headache or an upset stomach, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer for effective, refreshing relief. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Now, starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drug counter for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. It's the favorite of so many for relief that does so much.
McGee, I think that was a terrible thing to do.
Gee whiz, Molly, it was all in fun. How'd I know it would backfire like this? Serves Mort Toops right for saving that card me and Doc sent him in the first place.
You never should have...
I told him 1,000 times. Mort, I says, you better get rid of that card, I said. The joke's over, I says. If Mabel ever finds it, she'll break your...
Oh, goodness, that reminds me. Let's be sure to send him a basket of fruit tomorrow. Maybe it'll make him feel better.
Yeah. So long, everybody.
See you later.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Wallace Whipple is played by Bill Thompson and Mabel Toops by Mary Jane Croft. The man from the cleaners was Sam Edwards. Have a nice weekend now, and plan to be back with us Monday as McGee attempts to read an adventure story. This is John Wall saying so long.
Monitor takes you everywhere, weekends on NBC Radio.